Blog Talk Radio.
You know very well who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Breathe for the stars. You had to go, but not that many. 'Cause you're the only one I'll give you good advice.
Try to make you happy for the next 2 hours. How about that? Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. This is LL Sports 2 with TJ, and I am your host, TJ, where we are a sports show for everyone, but we do cater to the novice female sports fans because we are in the business of helping to educate the ladies on the fundamentals of baseball, basketball, and football. All right. Coming to you each and every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Several ways for you to join the show. One, pick up your telephone and dial 347-826-7924. You can also log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LLSports2. Or you can find us live and in living color on Facebook Live, Tina D. Jackson. We go live there about 10 minutes after the show or so, after 8 o'clock, I should say. All right, don't forget to follow the show. Go to that homepage again, blogtalkradio.com/LLSports2. Click on the follow link. Most importantly, make sure to activate your email. Otherwise, your name and number will not be counted. And then you can also find us in iTunes. All right, just type in LLSports2 with TJ and click subscribe. It is just that simple. Tonight, let's see what's on my mind. Basketball. Really? Basketball, football, sports, all that good stuff. If you have not been following it, again, I do recommend the Dear Mama documentary. It's a 5-part documentary that is airing on FX, written and produced by Alan Hughes of the Hughes Brothers. It is following the life of Tupac Shakur and his mother, Afeni Shakur, specifically during the time of his rise. So the, what, five or so dynamic years that Tupac became who we know, you know, as Tupac Shakur, the artist. But yes, this Friday, 10 p.m., is the final installment of the series, so episode 5. So I'm pretty sure you can, what is it, on demand or you know, you can go find it anywhere, streaming services. But again, Dear Mama, the story, documentary of Tupac and Afeni Shakur wraps up this Friday at 10 p.m. All right. So let's see. This is a sports show, so let's go ahead and do the rundown because woo-hoo, win or go home. New York Knicks, Golden State Warriors, to extend or to be extinguished, which will it be? Oh, goodness, y'all. I'm telling you, these series have been outstanding. When holding on goes too far, yes, we will talk about it. I cannot wait to hear the ladies and your thoughts on what happened in Phoenix over the weekend. Of course, the NBA, all NBA teams were announced just this evening. NBA, all defensive teams were also announced. We'll get into that. The NFL schedule, I mean, talk about no warning or whatever. It said coming soon, and then it said coming Thursday. Ooh-wee! But we do have a little sneak peek of what to expect this upcoming NFL season. Of course, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball news and notes, Wednesday Wikipedia, Lucinda's lyrics, TJ's motivational moment. You already know what it is. It's Wednesday night, so it's a jam-packed show for you and you. And you, too, over there. We didn't forget about you. All right. Make sure y'all share the show as well. All right. So we'll go ahead, jump into our first break. The break's tonight. I felt like some hip-hop tonight, old-school hip-hop. So, and then I just spoke about him earlier in my intro. So, yeah, put two and two together. And then there's just a, you know, the favorite of this time of the year. So I hope you enjoy it because it's songs that I surely do enjoy. All right, So we'll go ahead, jump into our first break, and then on the outside of that, yes, we'll be bringing in the ladies of the sports show. Why? Because that's what we do here at LL Sports 2. We'll be right back after the break.
Here come the drums.
I know where from that dumb bitch.
good old Public Enemy for you, that if that doesn't get your blood all riled up there, okay. 347-826-7924, that is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. All right, so I just said it earlier. Time keeps on slipping. Time just keeps on slipping tonight, y'all. But we're going to slip right along with it. So let's see here. We are going to go ahead and bring in the ladies of sports right now, okay? So I haven't heard from everyone, so I'm not sure if they're just running late or if it will be, you know, just the dynamic duo. But, of course, you know how we do it. Whoever is on the phone lines, we are going to bring you the most dynamic show because that's what we do at LL Sports 2. So let me go ahead and bring in the other half of the dynamic duo, which you already know who that is. That's the lyricist herself. Hey, Lou, are you in the house?
Yes. What's up, Shushu? What's up? Hey, Lou is here. Horns and all.
Oh, are you under the weather?
No, I've just been screaming.
Oh,
what? Just been screaming. Pardon me?
I said, I know how that is. I know my vocal cords, they are very pleased with me through the month of February through September. Because I know I put a beating on them during football season. So I can relate. But, all right, well, wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you're here. You sound good. I can hear you.
Well, that's good. The basketball has been having me going. TJ, it's been so good. I'm watching the game right now. I won't say nothing.
Okay. Yeah, looks like it's a good one, but it's some win or go home series tonight. So we are going to go ahead and talk about it. Well, I'm going to start off. So let me ask you this. Are there any series that you haven't been watching or that you haven't heard about? I was going to kick off with the Denver series first, Denver and the Suns.
That's fine. I've been watching all of them.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about it because that's the one I want to kick off with because I definitely want to hear your thoughts on this. So we'll go ahead. We're going to go backwards tonight. So, hold on. Let me get my stuff together here. What is that? Oh. Here we go. All right, Nuggets. So right now that series is being led by the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets. They took game five last night, winning 118-102. Shout out to everybody who was tuning in on Facebook Live. Fred, I see you. What's going on? What's going on with you? My Knicks going fishing. Well, I'm glad you know it. The honesty and realization is the best policy there. What's going on? I see you in the house. My Auntie Karen, my Auntie Kim in the house, and you already know Denise Green. Holding down the fort for your girl. All right, so yeah, but you made it further than my Bulls did. All right, Gary. So you know, hey, be happy about that. All right. So let's get back here. So the Knicks. I'm sorry, got the Knicks on my mind now. All right, so the Nuggets and the Suns. Nuggets took it last night in Game Five, 118-102. Oh Lord, what is going on here? I got to get my basketball music. Joke it. Woo. Former MVP, because we know Joel Embiid won it this year. Man, Nikola, 29 points. He's got 12 of 20, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. He broke Wilt Chamberlain's NBA playoff triple-double record. He had a number of 10, so he broke that last. Jokic did. Brown, 25 points. Al Murray, 19 points. Porter Jr., 19 points. Joker. Like I said, he passed Bill Chamberlain most triple doubles by a center. Now has the Nuggets at 31 fast break points. That's the most by any in the last four postseasons. Meaning Denver is not playing around. They are getting down the court. Janelle and I kind of stopped or touched on it. The Denver Nuggets are the most exciting squad. But to me, I are. But they're fundamentally sound. They play fundamental basketball. They don't have like the class or the, you know, shooting prowess of a Stephen Clay, but they are efficient and they are winning games, right? But I'll be the first one to admit, I thought that the Suns were going to get ran out of town. I really did. So I think that the absence of Paul, I think that is allowing the Suns to be able to push the ball a little quicker. And at home in Phoenix, I mean, they scored a 180 to me. I don't know who that was showed up in Phoenix. But we'll have to see, you know, if they can go back up when the game puts there tomorrow. But for Phoenix, Booker, he had 28 points, 6 rebounds. Durant, 26 points, 11 rebounds, 8 and 14 points. The Phoenix Suns, they trailed by as many as 24 points in Game 5. And Durant, he was given a technical for pushing the Joker, for pushing Nikola when he was near the Suns huddle. No problem with that. Sometimes I think that these referees, they're a little bit too trigger happy when it comes to pulling the trigger on giving people technicals. But for Nikola, and 90 plus assists through 10 games in NBA playoff history. So again, Nikola is the truth. I told y'all last week I am pulling for him. I am pulling for Denver in this these playoffs, because I think that he and the Denver Nuggets, they don't get the credit that they deserve. But first off, St. Lou, any thoughts that you have on Game 5 overall?
It was a wonderful game. Very exciting. I watched it. I fell asleep like probably the last 2-3 minutes, but you know they play it again. But I knew that Denver was going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But girl, it was a great game. It was, because if I lay down and watch TV, that's all she wrote. Who am I? I don't even know who I am when I lay down. But anyway, so I had to be moving. But that game was so exciting, and just seeing the guys. This is your mom sending us you know how,
yeah.
She sent all her posts to the family and everything. Bang, bang, bang. Okay, so that's Denise on it. She's on her job. Go on, Denise. It was just a wonderful game. And, I'm learning the players, too, on the team, because I didn't really know any of these folks. You know what I mean? So it was really, really exciting. But I said, girl, they got some cute guys on Denver team. You know that? I didn't even know that.
That old Michael Porter doing it right. You better stop, hey, Lou. I don't know which one you're talking about, but I like Michael Porter Jr. I could watch him run up and down the court all day long. Him and Gordon.
Yeah, they've got some good looking guys. Look, I said, man, they're young bucks, they're young guys, but it's like, man, they are really good looking. Just the playing, but they are so focused. And when the big guy is out, they still be trying to hold it down when he's out. What is it, Djokovic? How you say that boy's name? Jovic. You know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that boy. I mean, he is just focused. And but when he come in there, he just said it a whole different way. I mean, even Durant is a little intimidated by him. I just think Game 5, they was messing with Durant, girl. He was too slow for them in the beginning. It's like they started out so fast, and you know, and they the first quarter they came out there, but then you know, I know you got to rest the people, but Lord knows they lost their momentum when they came back, you know. But when they came out, they was just strong and fast, and Durant was like, he was looking like an old man out there, because you know he couldn't keep up. He kept falling and stuff. I want Denver to win, too. I do not want Durant to win. I just don't. And even though the young kid is shooting like he's on fire, the light-skinned guy, what's his name? Durant's partner in crime now.
Devin Booker.
Yeah. That boy's doing his thing, too. But
yeah.
I just want Denver to win because, like you say, they not on the map, and I'm all for the underdogs, you know, like that. But they playing pretty clean ball. I personally, I don't agree with you with that situation with Durant. He shouldn't have been pushing he was pushing everybody that came by. You know, it's like, come on, Durant. And you can tell he was upset because they were losing. You know, but you can't be sore losers. Come on, P.
Yeah, well, shout out to everybody tuning in on the timeline here. Yvonne, I see you in the house. Rashad, what's going on? Tamara Smith, that's my cousin from the chat. Kevin, I see you in the house. Tony Maddox, oh, yes. Oh, y'all, make sure you share the show. Share the show. And I have a question that I'm going to pose for you, too. Now, see, Angel, my thing is, now, Joker had no business trying to get in their huddle now. I mean, you know, that's just trying to get under the skin of the opponent when you know you already, you know, kind of – I don't want to say beating them down, because let's be real, the Suns, they hung in there. You know, the Nuggets that came out on fire, Porter Jr., I mean, he was hitting those threes like it was no tomorrow. But the Suns, they hung in there in that first half. They came back in the second quarter. And then even the third quarter, you know, they kept the game tight. It was just, you know, they kind of Nuggets broke away in the fourth quarter. But, you know, Joker all over there in their huddle and everything. You know, Joker's supposed to be going over there to the Denver bench. So I guess I can understand, you know, you're giving them a little elbow. But I just thought it was funny that Durant was giving Joker the elbow when we know what happened in the previous game with Joker's elbow. And that's what I want to get into. Did you see the incident with Joker and the fan, I'm saying fan in quotes, in game four when they were in Phoenix? Did you see that that incident, Aunt Lou?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Well,
so what happened?
And then this is what I want to hear, everybody on the timeline, I want to hear your thoughts on this. And, you know, I still don't know if my daddy was joking with me or not. But, you know, my daddy and I tend to not see eye to eye on certain things. He's more of a thing now in his older age. You know, sometimes I don't know who this man is. But, you know, he just got such a, you know, bleeding heart. You know, he just understands everything. And I'm like, wait a minute, daddy, hold on. But this is what happened. So Joker and I can't remember the name of the player from the Suns. Let me see who it is. I can't think of it right now. Not even important. But anyway, so the Suns player, let's just say, he went tumbling into the stands, into where the fans were, and they were right there in that little catty corner up underneath the basket. And so there was a fan who grabbed the basketball. And so, you know, normally when a player goes down from the opposing team, the other team, they try to get the ball, throw it inbounds, because now you have an advantage because it's 5-on-4, basically. So you want to try to hurry up, get the ball in play so that you can go down and hopefully score easier because, again, it's a 5-on-4. Well, one of the fans grabbed the ball. Nikola went over there to grab it from him because he was holding on tight, now holding on for dear life. And the fan wasn't giving up the ball. And then so finally, Joker got the ball, grabbed it from him, and then the man put his hand on his back. So the fan put his hand on the Joker's back. Okay, was it a push? I think it depends on who you ask. Me, personally, I'm going to say it was push because of the side of the Denver Nuggets. But it could have been a lightly placed hand on his back. Regardless, Joker put up his elbow like, hey, man, you know, back off. It was a slight nudge. Might have been considered a push. Was it excessive or egregious? No, it wasn't. But basically, the man had hold on to the ball, and it's like, let it go. Well, the man just throws up his hands. Talk about overselling it. You would have thought he was a basketball player. Well, he throws up his hands like he's just so pushed, you know, he's pushed so hard back into his seat. Come to find out, the fan is the owner of the Suns. The owner of the Suns is holding on to the ball to prohibit Joker from getting the ball, throwing it inbounds, and possibly having a 5-on-4 opportunity.
Was he fined? No.
Yes, he was fined. And the big question was, should Joker be suspended? The owner's name, the owner of the Suns, is Matt Ishbia. So he was the one that was holding on to the ball. And let me see if I can see the name of the Suns player who fell into the stands. I can't see it right now. But, yes, Joker did get fined. He got fined $25,000, but no suspension, of course, for game five. And everyone was saying that would have been overly egregious if Joker would have been suspended because it did not warrant that. So I was going to pose the question to you, you know, to the ladies, like, do you feel that, you know, a suspension would have been warranted if they so deemed it? Because if you think about the incidents that have been going on, you know, with James Harden, you know, he got ejected for certain things. Of course, Draymond Green, you know, his antics that he's done. And, of course, the question was rolling around that had it been a Draymond Green or someone who may have had a more sullied path with incidents, would they have been suspended for this act? So kind of knowing the little details that you do know, Aunt Lou, I mean, are you satisfied with just the $25,000 fine and then the NBA left it at that? Because let me say, in this type of incident, because it was the owner, it was up to the commissioner, which is Adam Silver, to come down with any punishment, if whatever they deemed it to be.
Well, he should have been treated just like they would do Draymond or anybody else. That's just me.
Mm, okay. So you think a suspension could have been warranted?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, y'all hit us up on the timeline or call us up.
The goose is good for the gander.
Ooh, go ahead. Say that again, Angel.
I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Okay. What's up, Chris? I see you in the house. Okay. Well, Aunt Lou, I think the gander is gandered. Okay, because they did the right thing. This it just needed to be. They did what they needed to do. Hold on, y'all. Listen, my battery's running down. But yeah, and I think. Oh, I do apologize. Joker was also assessed a technical foul during the game for, you know, putting his hands on the owner. But I have a problem. I had a problem with the tech, and I had a problem with the $25,000 fine. Because in my opinion, now they're saying that, you know, Matt Ishbia, he's a new owner. They're saying that he's owned the Suns for maybe like 6 weeks, so almost 2 months. But I don't care if he's owned the team for 6 hours. As the owner of an NBA franchise, you have to know you cannot hold on to the ball during play. During the play of the game. Being an owner does not grant you certain privileges to impede the activity of the game. So let's say this, okay, I'm being a little facetious here, but let's be real. We don't want the players just doing whatever they want to fans in the stands or you know, whoever it is. So, like I said, the elbow, it was obvious. You know, he was like, hey, you know, just get back. But, again, the flailing of the arms and all of that, it was, you know, he was trying to go for an Oscar. I don't know. But it was his reaction was over the top. So, again, we don't want the players putting their hands on fans. But I think it is a two-way street. And just like Nikola said in his press conference, you know, he thought that the NBA was out to protect the fans as well, because actually two people put their hands on Nikola, the owner, and then there was another fan, and he promptly got escorted out of the game. So,
okay.
So it's like, but again, we're talking about an owner of an NBA franchise. You cannot hold on to the ball for whatever reason. I don't care if you're trying to give your team an advantage. Competitive advantage. I don't know if you're just trying to be funny. I don't know if you're just trying to be in the moment, put yourself, you know, as part of the action. But whatever it is, as an owner, I think it's irresponsible of you to try to actually do that, whatever your reasoning was. So if Nikola was fined the $25,000, I honestly think that the owner should be fined something. I really do, because you should know better. You should know better. Any thoughts on that, A. Lou?
I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
All right. And y'all hit us up on the timeline. What do you think about that? Mark says, don't do it, Mr. Jackson. Wasn't that ridiculous? Yes, I'm assuming that you're talking about, I don't know what part of it you're talking about tomorrow, but yes, all of it was ridiculous. But again, meaning Nikola, assessed a technical foul during the game and then a $25,000 fine for his actions. And then I thought it was real cute, though, because before game five last night, of course, the owner traveled to Denver. And Nikola, during pregame warm-up, he went over to the owner, gave him a basketball, and then they kind of, you know, shook hands and dapped it up. So I thought that was, you know, really cool of Nikola. But on the half-joking, half-playing side, Nikola said, I'll try to see if he'll pay my $25,000 fine. But he did.
You know, that wasn't going to happen.
But, hey, nothing beats fail but a try. So at least you try. Yeah. But, the Suns player who went into the stands was Josh Okogie. So that's who fell into the stands and, you know, kind of laid down there for several seconds, i.e. minutes. I guess he was trying to sound like he was hurt or something. I don't know. But, yeah. So shout out to the NBA, though, for doing the right thing, and Adam Silver. Because, like I said, when it comes to what we want are the teams at full capacity. to have Joker be suspended for game five and then say that the Suns go on and win it by a blowout, by a close game, whatever it is, there's always going to be that asterisk. And in the playoffs, you just don't want that. We as fans, we don't want that. The players, they don't want that. So I think that the NBA did the right thing there. But word to the wise, see, this is my thing, ain't Lou. You would have never seen a what's the name for the Mavericks? Mark Cuban. You wouldn't have seen him do that. You wouldn't have seen the Clippers owner, as enthusiastic and I don't want to say over exaggerated, but the Clippers owner, he really gets into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Ball. But you would never see him like that impede the in the middle of a game, like grabbing the ball and trying to hold on to it. So, maybe somebody needs to take him to NBA owner classes 101. Maybe that's what he needs to do.
That's what he needs.
we'll see if he learns his lesson. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL42. Gregory Jones, I see in the house. Eric Taylor, thank y'all so much for tuning into the show. I try to get y'all out. That special K Anderson, thank you so much for tuning into the show. Y'all make sure you tell the show and give us your thoughts too. What do you think should have happened? Are you satisfied with the $25,000 fine for Nikola? Technical foul that he received during the game. Do you think that the owner should have some type of repercussion? So y'all hit us up on the sideline. Talk to us. What do you think? All right. So now with that win, the Nuggets, they take a 3-2 lead. So game six is tomorrow. Like I said, when we were on last week, Aunt Lou, I didn't think that the Suns had a chance. I thought it was going to be a gentleman's sweep. It looked like the Phoenix Suns had no life. They had no answer for the Denver Nuggets, but they found home cooking, home advantage, whatever it was. But the Phoenix Suns, they look like a totally different team. So, but in order for them to take it, they're going to have to learn how to win on the road. So we'll see. But you said last week, Aunt Lou, you said Nuggets in six or seven. You still, holding on to that prediction there? You think the Nuggets will eventually take the series?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like I said, the way the Suns showed up at home, especially without the way that they've been playing, to me, a more quicker pace game with CP3 out, this wouldn't surprise me if it goes seven. But again, I do believe that the Denver Nuggets are locked and loaded. I think they will go as Nikola leads them. The Nuggets seem to do better when Nikola is a distributor. When he is above 10, 12 assists, getting the players in their rhythm. Because Nikola, he can get his shots from anywhere. I'm talking about within the paint, outside the paint, three-point line, and just to see him maneuver in the paint, it just amazes me every time, because you see just this big man coming down, barreling down, and but he is so light on his feet. He's fun to watch, too. And I'm with
he
you.
He really is. So serious. Very
yeah.
serious.
Yeah, he is. He is. And the Nuggets are not bad to look at. Let's keep it real. We are a female sports show for a reason. We love our sports, but we do have eyes. Hello. Okay. 347-7924.
Yes, indeed.
That is the number to call. All right.
So to be honest, CJ, I thought they had more white players on their team, but a lot of those guys are just like bright.
Yes.
You hear me? A lot of them are like bright.
Yes, this is true. they lack the melanin, that's for sure. But, I think that's half of them are, I think, the mix. The majority
mixed.
Of them. Except for Jamal. I don't know if Jamal is mixed, but I do know Michael Porter Jr., Gordon, and there's another one out there, too. But yeah, shout out to the Denver Nuggets. I'm pulling for them. I really am. All right, so let's see the other team in the West. They will be playing their game Game five tonight, so we'll have to see. Like I said, win or go home. the Golden State Warriors. They are facing elimination tonight, but they are back in San Francisco because the Lakers took care of business in Game 4, beating Golden State 104-101. LeBron James, the 38-year-old wonder, 27 points, 9 rebounds. Anthony Davis, he actually had his first back-to-back 20-point game. Now, that's sad, as long as he's been playing in the league. But he finally decided to show up 2 games in a row, which is likely to believe that the Lakers probably going to lay an egg tonight. Let's just keep it real if he stays to his pattern. Reeves, 21 points. But talk about the ascension of, was it Lenny Walker the fourth? Lonnie Walker from the field, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. He had a breakout game in Game 4. So if the Lakers can depend on their bench, Austin Reeves, talk about that's a bad white boy. I don't care what nobody says. Austin Reeves, he is so nice. And he's a clutch player, too. That's what I like him. But, again, Walker the fourth. So, and the Lakers, they are now 5-0 at home this postseason. So, I mean, like I said, but Lakers, they can win on the road. But they can win on the road. We got to see, like I said, if the Lakers that play winning championship basketball are going to show up tonight, or are the Warriors going to be able to dig down because they are the reigning champions? They've been there with their back against the wall before. Will they come out swinging, and are they ready to go home? That's the question. So I don't know. Lakers also, they outscored Golden State 27-17 in the fourth quarter, and the team as a whole, the Lakers, they shot 20 of 20. They were perfect from the free throw line, and whereas Golden State, they shot 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Curry, he had 31 points. Wiggins, he did what he could with 17 points, but Thompson was a no-show, only giving in 9 points. Green, only 8 points. And Jordan Poole, there's an APB out on Jordan Poole. So you get your money, and you decide you don't want to show up to play at the biggest, in the biggest when the lights shine brightest. But they're saying it's rumored that there's things going on internally in the locker room with Jordan Poole and the rest of the team. And it seems to be evident because it's showing, it's manifesting itself on the court. Because after Jordan Poole took that questionable last second shot in game one, he's basically been a no-show the rest of this series. So, but I don't know, St. Lou, what are your thoughts on this game? Do you see Golden State extending it or being extinguished tonight?
I hope that they extend it. I hope so, but those Lakers, they on a mission as well. I just hope that they do. But, you know, the way they've been playing, they're not playing as team, you know, as a team like they should. Like you say, Poole is not doing what he needs to do. And Graymond, he ain't been rising to the occasion either.
Draymond Green, okay. You feel like he hasn't been showing up, you know, to his capabilities from this point?
Yeah, and then he normally be trying to get in their head and causing problems, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes that rubbed them the wrong way, and usually when you get in somebody's head, then they can't perform like they should. And, you know, and Clay is back and forth. He might be hot one night, he goes the next, you know. The only one that's really consistent is Curry. Think about it.
Exactly. And he needs help. At this point, he needs help because he's up there just, you know, not that he has the license to pull the trigger at any time because we know he can shoot from anywhere on the court. But it seemed like in that, game four? Game four. He pulled up some last-minute shots. It was like, come on, Curry. But, you know, normally, well, I can't say normally, but they do have a tendency to go in. And then that last play where he they had the jump ball, and then he threw the ball out of bounds. I think I saw what happened because there was a Warriors player that initially was standing, like, in front of – behind his head. And then once he went down, that Warriors player moved to his right. But I think he still thought that he was behind him, so he just, you know, kind of threw the ball back over his head thinking that, you know, a teammate was going to get it, but he just rolled out of bounds. And I think that's just uncharacteristic for Curry, to be making those types of mistakes. I want to read the messages here from the timeline. Mara says, Mara says, because I'm looking too, honey, talk about the Nuggets players. Mara says, Lakers and Golden State is a crazy series. Nothing consistent going on. That is so true. Now, Kevin. 7 says, get off AD. He's the best defensive player in the league. We don't even make the playoffs with no AD. This is true. You do not make the playoffs with no AD. But the best defense, don't get me wrong, he's good. He's good. He is good. I cannot take that away from him when he's on the court. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When he's on the court, he is one of the better ones. But let's be real, Kevin. You cannot pick the even games. You want to show up and be the best defensive player, and then on the odd number games, you don't want to even show up. You want to be on the court. You want to be in uniform. Best defensive player picks and chooses when he wants to be the best? You don't see Giannis doing that. You don't see LeBron doing that. You don't see Steph Curry doing that. And I say that Steph Curry is the best defensive player, but I think you get my drift. You know, if you want to be considered the best, you need to, every time you step out on the court, be your best. Dennis Rodman.
What's the guy that won MVP? What's his name?
Joel Embiid.
You don't see him doing that.
Exactly. Now, anytime Joel doesn't show up, it's because he's injured. He does say injured quite a bit, but still. When Joel is out there, he lets you know that he is the best every time he steps out.
Come on now.
Let's see.
You're right.
Go ahead, Alu. I'm sorry.
I said you're correct.
But come on, Kevin. Come on and bring it to us, because I know you Lakers whole delusional. And you think that everything is just so copacetic when it comes to your team. Oh, let's see. Smart says somebody other than Curry got to step up. That is so true. And Clay, it's like, what is going on with Clay? I can remember when he first came back from his two injuries. You know, he was a little inconsistent, just trying to get back into rhythm and so forth. But he hasn't been this inconsistent since coming back from his injuries. So, again, it makes me think that there's just something going on, whether it's in the locker room, whether it's just with the teammates in general. But Steph Curry cannot do this by himself. He shouldn't have to do this by himself. As a winning organization, you didn't win with just one play. That was the good thing about the Golden State Warriors, how they played team ball. They were a unit. In winning these championships, kind of set them apart, because it really was. Of course, you have the Splash Brothers, but each component played their part in order to bring them, you know, to be one whole and to be winning these championships. But right now, it just seems like a team divided, and Steph Curry is the only one who seems to be stepping up to the plate each and every night. Let's see. Tamar says, hey, watch your mouth about them boys. Okay, Tamar, I'm sorry. See what I mean? I mean, you know. Well, I understand. But you know some of your Dallas Cowboy fans are delusional. Don't act tomorrow. I can always count on you to be realistic, but, you know, it don't run in the fandom there. See, tomorrow says, and Curry is no spring chicken at 35, right? But, you know, I think that is the thing, Aunt Lou, that gets me the most. When you see the Steph Currys of basketball, when you see the LeBron James of basketball, 38, 35, and here you have these under 30 players who pick and choose when they want to show up and play. It's like,
yes, that's frustrating, and it just makes you think. It's like, you know, okay, you guys are getting paid, but to do what? Because you're not really doing anything. People got to realize when you play, it has to be a team effort. Everyone has to contribute, even if you're not that great. You know what I mean?
Right, but they're all on an NBA team, so they're great at something. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's that they can get you a quick 9 points off of the bench. Whether it's that they can stifle someone from the opposing team because their defense is just that elite. You know, even a bench player, they play their role. But it's like starting four, they're not giving Curry any help. And he can't do it by himself. So we'll see. We'll see tonight if they want to dig deep and show what the Golden State Warriors are made of, which I believe that they will. I can't see them going out in five games. And then, two, which Lakers team will we see? So, and Mara, I want to hear, hear your thoughts. Or all Laker fan, Kevin, who is going to show up tonight? Are we going to see the best defensive players, as you call him, Anthony Davis? Are we going to see that Anthony Davis tonight? Or does he feel like he's putting in 20 points for two games in a row? It's time for him to take the night off. We're going to see. All right. But I tell you what, right now, we're going to put a quick pin in it. We're going to jump to a break. And then on the outside of that, we will get to the Eastern conference because, oh, my goodness, the luck of the Irish seems to be gone. We're going to talk about it, though. But it is roll call time. Hey, Lou, I'm going to ask you all three. Are you with me? Are you here? And what say you?
I'm with you, and I'm here. And I say we can do this. Yes, just us two.
Oh,
that's
rhyme. You already know dynamic duo in the house. And Lou, today we'll be right back after the break.
I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Spending through school, I'm scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys, breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame my mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's why mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man.
I know it ain't easy.
You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Mama, don't you know I love you?
Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. Hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand.
You all appreciate it. Don't you know that I love you? Dear mama, there's no one above you.
And dear mama,
I appreciate you.
Although my shadow's gone,
I will never leave you.
Pour some liquor and I reminisce. Drama, I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand.
Oh, it's no secret. Ladies love sports, too, with PJ.
Oh, yes, they do. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. Oof, that song gets me every time when Anthony Hamilton breaks it down at the end. Lord have mercy. Love it, love it, love it. Ah, it's the other half of the dynamic duo. Hey, Lou, you in the house?
I'm present. I'm here, girl. All in the house.
All right, now. What I'm talking about. Oh, Lord, my hair messed up. Okay, let's see here. Everybody, chime in on the timeline. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Y'all don't understand. The dialogue is what makes the show because we want to hear your thoughts and your opinion. Let's see. Hey, Lou, Kevin says, I'm not sure if you were on Facebook reading the timeline. So Kevin says the Warrior fans need to get ready to start talking about the football season. Because he says that his Los Angeles Lakers are going to show up tonight, and they are going to end the Warriors' reign. Tonight, what you think about this?
Keep hope alive, Kevin. Keep hope alive. But I'm hoping that they win this game. Cause there's no competition right now. Come on, 3-1, TJ. Come on, that's almost a sweep.
I know, right? That's a gentleman sweep. Kevin, you are hilarious. So during the break, hey Lou, I was saying, because he was saying, that the Warriors were going home. So I said I would be surprised if AD had another productive night, because this would be 3 nights in a row. And that's just unheard of from him. So I asked him, did he have a conversation with AD tonight? Is there something, that he knows that we don't know? So Kevin says, I sent him a link to the show so he could see how you were talking about it. I hope you did, because I'll talk to him. I'll tell him, what he needs to know. He got a little time before the game tonight. Go ahead and hit him up.
Get them, girl. Get them, TJ.
Hey, Kevin.
They're not going to win. They're not going to win.
That was funny.
They're going to go into game six.
Okay.
And then that means that we're going to be, we won't have to have 7 games because we've got to pull it out in 7.
Let's see if they're going to get to game 6 first. I think they will, though. I think they will. Tamara, you better say it, girl. That statement is never true. I was talking about the Dear Mama song. Tamara says, when you have the moms we got, this song hits different. Well, girl, you better say that. You better say that. And I was like, I love me some Anthony Hamilton, too. Oh, they did that. All right. So, again, Warriors, Lakers, tonight. Hey, Lou, I think you and I are both in agreement that it will be extended. I really can't see the Warriors, especially at home back in San Francisco. But what I do hope is that it is a tight game. If the Lakers get blown out tonight, it would not surprise me if the Warriors come back and win this in 7. I mean, you have them on the rope. I know that they are the defending champions. I know they know how to win. There was another stat that I wanted to read here. For the Warriors. Now, this is the third, here it is. This is the third time trailing this is Golden State's third time trailing in a playoff series 3-1 under Steve Kerr. And they are 1-1. So they've lost, but they've also come back. And we know where that happened. They did that, and then Kevin Durant promptly left OKC and came to join them. But that's neither here nor there. So if anybody knows how to do it, it is the Golden State Warriors. They know how to come back from a 3-1 deficit. So if the Lakers know what's good for them, and if they really want to move on, if they really have hopes of trying to make it, to the NBA Finals, they will need to take care of business tonight. Because what you don't do is give a dog a bone. And by getting blown out tonight, I think it would show the lack of appreciation, really, that the Lakers have for the Golden State Warriors. You can't give them too many chances. What's up, Reginald? I see you in the house. Tamara says, I don't see Golden State just letting them have it. So if the Lakers win, it will be a close. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I'm not even going to say the first quarter because teams can be tight, especially with Golden State being at home. They might get off to a good start, and the Lakers may be tight knowing that, what's at stake here. But by the second quarter, it'll let me know what time. Put it like this. By the second quarter, A. Lou, I'm going to know if I need to continue watching the game or just go ahead and watch my DVR, stuff that I got recorded, and just catch the highlights. So,
that makes sense, darling. That makes sense. But I just believe they're going to pull it off. I don't think they're just going to go out like this.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do want to. I want to close game. I want to see. I want to see if the Lakers can show up tonight, especially AD, Kevin, your boy AD, the best defense player in the league. Let's see what he's gonna do tonight. All right, y'all. So let's go ahead and move to the Eastern Conference here. Oh man, so tonight we have the Knicks and the Heat. Once again, I can't see the score. It looks like it might be a close one. But the Knicks, you know, they made it to the second round. It looks like this might be where they get off the train. But hey, they made it further than my Bulls did. So shout out to you, Knicks. But Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, they are on a mission. I truly believe that they are on a mission. So we'll see what they do tonight if they're able to close out the New York Knicks. I firmly believe that this will be the end of this series. Hey, Lou, do you have any thoughts on the Knicks Heat series?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping that the Heat pull it out, but the Knicks is giving them a run for their money right now, girl. But you know, this is just the third. Well, this is the third quarter, 8 minutes and 41 seconds in it.
Oh, well, we're in the third quarter.
Yeah, we're in the third quarter.
Oh, okay. This must be a foul free game. Must not be a lot of free throw attempts. They're moving along.
No, it's not. But we're down right now. The heat is down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These old Knicks ain't play. They trying to play a little bit of something up in here.
All
looking
right.
Like New York.
Ain't nothing like a home team trying to save, you know, save the season. I'm all for it. Go ahead and push it as long as you can. You know, at least go out swinging. Don't just lay down and let it walk all over you. What's going on, Mike? He says working nights. Nice. Can't make it. Have a great show, family. You as well, Mike. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. NFL release tomorrow. Schedules release. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I think I saw some more people come in here. Raul, thank you so much for tuning in. Tamar says Butler is balling. Okay, I'm not going to give out the score just in case if somebody's listening in here. Steve, thank you so much for tuning in. Stanley Lewis, thank y'all so much. Make sure everybody share the show. Share the show, all right? So, yeah, all right, looks like the Knicks, they might not be ready to come home. Unless Spike Lee go into the locker room, y'all, and tell the Knicks that they can't go out. Hey, they have to keep on keeping on. Because, you know, Spike Lee, he there.
He just told them something because they playing they up right now. But I'm amazed because the lead has been switching on and off though the whole game.
Okay. They're looking good over there. All right, now, what I'll talk about. Jalen Brunson, you better pull the Knicks on through. Now, the Knicks, they are 0-14 in a best-of-7 series when down 3-1. And the Miami Heat, they are 14-0 in a best-of-7 series when leading 3-1. So, again, we got to see who wants it more. Are the Knicks, you know, are they okay with just making it to the second round? Or are they going to try to make a push and push Heat, you know, to a game 6 there. So we'll see. Or the Heat, are they ready to take a break because they know who they're going to have to – well, they don't know, but we look like we might know who they will meet in the Eastern Conference Finals. So do they want to go ahead and take care of business and get their rest there? So we'll see. But it looks like I said, the Knicks, they're trying to make it a series, which is good. Just never – you really don't want to see a team go out and – 4 or 5 games. You're like, what was the point?
And, T.G., I wanted to ask you, do you think CPK is coming back, CP3? Because I've been hearing rumors that he might be playing in the next game that the Suns play.
You know what, Ain't Lou? And I want to hear y'all thoughts, too, on the timeline. Y'all hit us up. What do you think? I think that even if he can play, he shouldn't. I think Monty needs to see what's best for the team because they look like a totally different team when CP3 was in the lineup. I mean, y'all let me know if I'm wrong, but I didn't think the Suns had a chance in this series the way they looked in games 1 and 2. Now, I'm not saying that was all on CP3, but they move differently with him out of the lineup, and I think they move quicker with him out of the lineup. I think that the bench of the Phoenix Suns, and even the rotation, I'm not even going to say the bench, I think the rotation that Monty Williams lineup, it just works better for them against the Denver Nuggets. So I don't know if I'm answering your question, Aimee Lou, but do I think he's going to return? I do. I think that if he says he can go, I believe that Monty Williams will put him back in the lineup. But should he? No, I don't think he should.
Because he can't keep up with if they was running over Durant, and they were running over Durant the last game, the Nuggets, they're a faster team. They play fast pace. So you got to have people that can run like that in there. They run it. They number horses, and the horses, just horses, galloping, gallop, gallop, gallop. That's
and
what
the
they
Phoenix,
do.
They have the players to run with. You know, matter of fact, they might be able to run a little bit better than the Denver Nuggets because you keep Ayton. You know, I believe Ayton can get down the court a little bit quicker than Joker, but Joker, he'll pull up at that 3-point line and he'll say, wait a minute, you know, I don't have enough energy to get, I'm just kidding. But, you know, he could pull up at the 3, he could pull up within 20 feet, he'll get the baskets under the paint. Nikola is too. But the Suns, they can run with him. You know, they could definitely run with him without CP3 in the lineup. Let's see, Kevin's back on the line here. He says, CP3 needs to sit down. He slows the pace down too much. I agree, Tina. Exactly. I'm with you, Kevin. They're just a totally different team. And they're, to me, I can't say that they're better because I don't want to disrespect what CP3 brings to the court. We all know that he is a Hall of Fame point guard. But I believe his better days, his best days are behind him, too. So, you know, if you really want the team to win, let's put it like this. If CP3 really wants the team to win in advance, he needs to volunteer to sit down. You tell the media, tell everybody what you want. That he's still suffering from the groin injury. But if he really wants the team to advance the high road and go have several seasons. So, but again, Aimee Lou, do I think he will return? I do. I think Monty will put him back in the lineup if he can go. Which he probably shouldn't anyway because it's a groin injury. You know, this fortunately, it was just a sprain. You mess around and tear your groin? Oh, come on now. And you are the latter days of your, I mean, I would think you would want, after your playing days are over, you want to be as healthy as you can coming out of your NBA career. So, CP3, you might just, don't grab a clipboard. It'll be all right. What's up, Brian? What's up, Sasha? Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the show tonight. Oh, let's see. My mommy, we understand family. Thanks for peeping your head. Oh, okay. She was responding back to Micah. But, hey, thank y'all for tuning into the show tonight. Make sure you share the show. All right. So, but y'all hit us up. What do you think? You think CP3 will return in this series? Should he return? What do you think? All right. So, let's see. We were talking about the Heat and the Knicks. So, we'll see what the Knicks are able to do, if they're able to pull it out and extend this series. But let's talk about Joel Embiid needed to win MVP of the year to show up like he has been doing in this series. Please give Joel the MVP every year. He is, and he's injured. If you watch Embiid running up and down that court, he is not at 100%. But the effort that he is contributing and showing, that block that Embiid had last night, after missing and came down and just said, get out of here, in the words of, what was that, Mortal Kombat? Joel Embiid, he is showing and proving why he was voted MVP this year. It is fun to watch him. James Harden, let's see, what did he contribute last night? 17 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, so he wasn't totally invisible. In game 5, but man, Joel Embiid, 33 points. He shot 10 of 27 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 blocks. Tyrese Maxey, 30 points. He shot 6 of 12. He was 50% from 3-point range, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. And Tobias Harris, 16 points. He shot 7 of 10 from the field, 11 rebounds. 76ers beat Boston 115 to 103. Now, in Boston, this is the thing I think that's getting me. And Aunt Lou, to see how Boston, they just seem to be falling apart in the worst of moments during these games. Tatum, 36 points. And Tatum, he contributed 36 points, but it was like a pulling of the teeth 36 points. I was actually surprised when I saw the stat sheet that he ended up with 36. Jaylen Brown, 24 points. Marcus Smart, 14 points. Smart shot 2 of 7 from the field, so he was struggling. This was the first time in the 2023 playoffs that Boston lost back-to-back games in this postseason. So postseason, I'm sorry. But to lose at home, I mean, the Philadelphia 76ers had the Boo Birds out. The fans were booing the Boston Celtics at home. You know how
humiliating.
Humiliating for the team, but you know how much probably that boosted the 76ers to know that we got your home fans booing you. I mean, it probably doesn't get that much better than that. But the Celtics, I don't know what it is. It's coaching. Do you think it's because the talent is there? And we see what Udoka did with the team last year, got them all the way to the NBA Finals, and now you have, you know, Joe Mazzulla here, and he seems. Is it that he can't get the team to play? Can he get them up? You know, for the series. But really, a coach shouldn't have to get the team up too much when your back's against the wall. I don't know, but they're going back to Philadelphia for Game 6. You know, the Celtics they did win Game 3 in Philadelphia, so they can win on the road. But I don't know, Aunt Lou, did you see the 76ers closing this out tomorrow?
It's possible. It's possible because I thought that they would do much better, the Celtics. I just thought they started out so strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no excuse. They don't not like to have injuries or nothing like that. So it's like... And it's not playing up to par. I don't know. Some of these teams losing focus. I don't know, like you said, because there's stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. We can't say COVID anymore. We can't blame COVID.
No, that
excuse, you know?
That excuse is ran its course. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm on that. Or, you know, it just might be Joel Embiid, you know, showing why he is the MVP, taking the team on his back, but I think it's going to take, a heroic effort from Boston to, it's going to take, you know, a heck of a game from, I think all of the starters, Tatum, Brown, Smart, and Horford. Horford has been kind of MIA mostly this series as well. And they definitely need Horford to contribute, you know, whether it's on the defensive end, but also, you know, he needs to put some points up for the Boston Celtics. But, again, Joel Embiid, yeah, you want to know why he won MVP? I think he is showing us night after night. It's just a matter of can he stay healthy. Because one thing about Joel Embiid, he doesn't mind hitting the floor. But his types of falls, they remind me of a boy from New Orleans. I'm thinking, drawing a blank. Zion Wilson. When they fall, they do not fall gracefully. And you always wonder, are they going to get back up? And we all know that that parquet floor is not friendly to the body. So, but shout out to the 76ers. They are came to play, and I must admit, thank you, mommy. I must admit, Aunt Lou, it would be fun to see in the NBA Finals a 76ers Joel Embiid led team versus a Denver Nuggets Nikola Jokic led team. To see those two big men go up against each other.
Yeah, that would be fun. And there are teams that didn't make it that far before. You know what I mean? Because I'm all about the underdog I you know, cater more to the underdogs and stuff like that. But it would be nice to see that. Because we, you know, we look, I'm not trying to see Durant up in there. I don't want to see LeBron. I really don't. And the Warriors don't look like they're going to make it there. Because I think Denver could probably take them.
Yeah. I'm pulling for it. But what you say, you want to see some fresh blood in the finals.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at you. But I cannot lie. I would love to see 76ers and the Nuggets in the finals. I think that would make for a one heck of a series, seeing those two giants go up against each other. But we'll see. They have to get, you know, still have to get through the Eastern Conference. Well, still have to get through these rounds. And then, of course, their conference finals division, those rounds. All right. 347-826-7924. That is on LL Court 2. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. Look at the Knicks. Might be a game. What are we at? Game 6? Nick said they not ready to go. Just yet. All right. So we said.
You see that? You see them boys? They was up. Was up even by more points than that.
Mm-hmm. It's still one more. It's still, and Jimmy Butler is leading that charge for the Heat. So we shall see. All right. So before we jump into our last break, just want to go over. They have named the Kia. First, I'll do the Kia NBA All Defensive Team. So they have the first All Defensive Team and second All Defensive Team. So for the first, it's Jaren Jackson Jr. of Memphis. He received 96 first-team votes. That's the most by any player this year. Drew Holiday from Milwaukee, Brooke Lopez from Milwaukee, Evan Mobley from the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Alex Caruso from my Chicago Bulls. So they made the first all-defensive team for 2022-23 season. And then the second all-defensive, Dylan Brooks of Memphis, OG Anunoby, Draymond Green, Bam Adebayo, and Derek White from the Celtics. So they round out the second all-defensive team. So shout out to them. And a nice little extra incentive, i.e. money, going into their bank account for making those. And then they just named with the NBA tip-off with Ken. They say they're not until New York. Oh, is that why New York is winning? Ken must have gave them the memo. If y'all watch Inside the NBA, Charles Barkley and Shaq told Kenny that he can't get the NY back in his name until New York wins another game. So they were calling him Ken Smith. I love that show. So that might be why the New York Knicks are winning. But anyway, so on NBA tip-off, they did announce the 2022-23 Kia All-NBA first, second, and third team. So we'll start off with the third team. The two guards, De'Aaron Fox, Sacramento, and Damian Lillard of Portland. The forwards, LeBron James of Lakers and Julius Randle of the New York Knicks. And the center, DeMontis Sabonis of the Sacramento Kings. So they may be NBA third team, All-NBA. For the second team, All-NBA, two guards with Steph Curry of Golden State, Donovan Mitchell of Cleveland. The forwards, Jaylen Brown of Boston, Jimmy Butler of the Heat. And center, Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. But what you want to make is the NBA, All-NBA first team. I think that's like 6,000 you can make. So the two guards, Luka Doncic from Dallas, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of OKC, the two forwards, Giannis Antetokounmpo of Milwaukee, and Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, and of course the center, the MVP himself, Joel Embiid of Philadelphia. So again, the NBA 22-23 All-NBA first team, Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jason Tatum, and Joel Embiid. So, shout out to them, those 15 fellas, four.
And that was the third team, right?
No, that was the first team with Luka, Giannis, Jason, Joel, and Shai.
Okay.
Shai, I'm sorry. Alexander, yeah. The third team was De'Aaron Fox.
MB. Okay.
Fox, Damian Lillard, LeBron James, Julius Randle, and DeMontis Sabonis. So LeBron still, at the age of 38, still making the NBA, you know, all-team. Be a third.
That's all right.
That is. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So they said that some of the honorable mentions, because I was a little, I'm not going to lie, Luca, I was, I'm like, I can understand it. You know, Luca, see, he is the truth. But John Morant was hurt. Well, not hurt. He was hurt, but then, you know, he had his own self-inflicted wound this year. Jalen Brunson, though, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker. I don't know. So, but, you know, I'm not voting. So, John Morant, Jalen Brunson, Drew Holiday, and Devin Booker, they were some notable mentions who didn't make it. Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Edwards, Pascal Siakam, they were honorable mentions for the forwards who didn't make any of the three teams. And then Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo, they were the centers, honorable mentions who did not, who got left. So, yeah. But, so congrats, like I said, incentives and more money in their bank account. All right. So I tell you what, with that, on that note, we're going to go ahead and jump into our last break. And then on the outside of that, it will be time for the baddest lady in the land when her pen hits that pad. Yes, Lucinda's lyrics will be up right after the break. So don't move a muscle. We'll be right back. LS42, the duo, dynamic duo in the house. Hey, Lou, TJ, we'll be right back after.
Gangsta party.
Body there. Body there.
Ain't nothing body but a gangsta party.
They like that.
Party.
Let me hit that.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
I paint a perfect picture, bomb my suckers with precision. My intentions to get with you with ass and double OP. Dog, my closest homies, it's so cold, we dispose our foes.
Showing up, I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac, it seems it's all that's on my mind. Cause at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get the business with this. And put together a million more, put the gangster toy.
So now they got a place, two multi-millionaire young brothers catch a case. Busters get ready for the throwdown, the hits about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these new business. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Suckers be acting like they savage, I'm about to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my homies living life.
I got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feels good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, young hustler.
Now follow as we ride. You can check the rest. Two of the best from the west side. And I can make you famous. Brothers been down for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never saw felony. North Coast G.
But against the
no.
I see you, Chris. He said he over there sea walking. That's what you do when you hear some gangster party. What? 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. But you know what it is. You already see the clock on the wall tells you that it is time for the baddest lady in the land when her pen hits that pad. It is time for Lucinda's lyrics. So, Miss Lucinda, what do you have on tap for us tonight?
Good evening, LL Sports 2. I have some exciting NBA news for you. We're in the semifinals, and it's very clear that four more teams' eliminations are near. The Heat leads the Knicks 3-1 tonight. Will the Heat win and get the job done? No. The Lakers are up 3-1 against the Warriors tonight. Will they win and make Golden State memorials? No. The 76ers are up 3-2 against the Celtics. Boston needs to pull out some new tricks. The Nuggets are leading 3-2 against the Suns. These games have been fun with lots of runs. Who will be the last four teams standing? And what teams will experience a crash landing? I don't know. However, I'm thrilled to find out so that I can give the winning teams a shout. On a more serious note, I want to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day. May you be honored in a very special way. You really don't realize how important you are. You are every child's superstar. As you celebrate, enjoy every moment. I pray you receive every bestowment. All of you are precious gems in God's sight. So may your special day be dynamite! Boom! You know, I went JJ on them, you know.
That is my all-time favorite sitcom. I love me some good times. Yes.
You do.
You did that. You did that. That was awesome. Awesome job. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. And I think we might have a caller. One or two. Let's see. 3-8-7-3, you're on with the ladies. Tell us the name and where you're calling from.
There's no R on his leadership. He never concedes any error. He never concedes doing anything wrong.
Hello?
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 Hi, what's your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas. This is James Brown.
This is JB.
Yeah.
What's going on?
And I'm calling to let you know that the Lakers is going to win it all.
Uh-oh. You better say
they don't win. And I'm telling you, I argued with my lady about it, and now we separated because I say the Lakers going to win it all.
Well, okay, hold on, Uncle Jay. I'm going to need you to clarify this. Now, y'all didn't – you just separated in different rooms right now, right? Y'all ain't separated.
Oh, we separated.
Over basketball.
I might as well say that since we on the air.
I'm going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that right there.
Are you serious?
We're going to leave that right there. Hey, look, we're going to leave that right there. That's his story, and he's sticking to it. But, okay, Uncle Jay, I had a question.
Yeah, we on the air.
Yeah. I got a question for you. So,
yes.
Tonight, will we see... Because Kevin says that A.D. Anthony Davis is the best defensive player in the league. Will we see the best defensive player?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me cut this down. Okay. I need all my ears. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. You got more than two? Lord.
I thought, well, you know, sometimes I hear something from somewhere else, and it might be over there. I thought I might have ears in the back of my head. You know, I got some surround sound for some reason.
Okay. Well, okay. Now, listen closer. We're talking about the center, Anthony Davis. Will we see the premier Anthony Davis tonight? Or will there be an APB out on Anthony Davis tonight?
It'll be premier Anthony Davis tonight.
Okay. All right. And what makes you so confident that
well, because he's a premier every other game. You know, like you got checkerboard, we got black here, red over there. Tonight is his night. But even though he played good defense when he needed to. Night before last. Tonight is going to all hang out.
Okay. Okay.
He's going to be almost like a 7-foot Superman.
All right now. Okay. So you think that.
Not just him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's going, you know, his defense. He's going to do, you know, he's going to do his thing at the right time.
Okay.
And then it's going to be so confusing to the other team, they don't know when he's going to do what.
Uh-oh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you. We shall see. But, Uncle Dennis, on a serious note, what do you think about your that rookie y'all got, Lonnie Walker IV? How impressive
was
he?
Oh, yeah, he's bad. I'm going to be honest. You know, earlier in the season, he was playing a lot. He was bad then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I know he got hurt, and then they changed traded off a few players, and they got these players, which are better.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always wondering, what happened to Walker? And why mm-hmm. he on the bench? Because he was bad back then, you know, when he started the season.
Uh-huh.
And they started putting him in the game. And I was wondering, why was he sitting down in the first place? But then the coach explained it. You know, at the time they made the trades and all that,
mm-hmm.
he had a hurt ankle. And then they start putting in their new starters and, you know, but he waited patiently.
Yeah.
He kept going in the gym,
mm-hmm.
and he stayed focused. And when they called on him, matter of fact, he was ready.
Yeah.
And he just went off on them. And like everybody admits, even LeBron James, he won the game. He won the game.
Yes,
if it wasn't for him, because it was, you know, it was like a shootout of the OK Corral. You don't know who was going to. It was like that. You know, I'm on the edge of my bed. I wasn't sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the game laying down.
Okay. Well,
you know.
We'll see if they let you lay down tonight. You might be on the edge of your seat tonight.
Might be on the edge of my seat. I might be jumping up and down.
Yeah.
You know, but they need my energy.
Okay. All right.
You know.
Well,
yeah.
We'll see. Golden State. Now, you know they're not going to go down.
I know. No. The Golden State ain't no chumps. They some players, and they are still the champs until you knock them off.
Right.
It ain't easy, but I know for a fact the Lakers got heart. They gonna quit. They just gonna keep coming and coming, and you just got to keep fighting back. They like a Mike Tyson or a Reddick Bowe or somebody just keep punching, or even like George Foreman. That's why he won the title after 10 years off.
You know
if they don't throw that knockout punch, if this Golden State don't throw that knockout punch and they still coming, they might get tired of dodging bullets.
Okay.
Wear them down.
Well, we shall see. I want it to be a good game. I hope you're right, Uncle James. I hope that AD has still one more excellent game in him, because, you know, he's two in a row now. Like you said, every other night. And he showed up. The last game.
I'll speak in my Georgia lineup, boy. They gonna win the game.
that's your country twang right now. I'm gonna stay
they
back
gonna
there.
Win the game. They gonna win the game.
All right. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You might want to speak in your singing voice. They gonna win the game.
They gonna win the game, yes they are. Every day of the week, they gonna win the game tonight. So don't go to sleep. count your blessings, because they don't win the game.
All right. Well, let's see. Well, we're going to see. We're going to see if the Lakers get on the good foot. Hey!
Oh, yeah, they ready. Now, that game about to come on, too.
Yeah, we'll be right there watching.
Which means y'all gonna be up late.
Oh yeah, that's one thing about the West, the Pacific Standard Time. Yeah. Hey. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight, Uncle James. I appreciate it. And now make sure if the Lakers don't make it, you still call in. Now, okay, don't be no sore loser.
Oh yeah, no, if they don't make it, If y'all still up, call me. I'm right here. I'm right here all night by myself, okay?
All right, Uncle James. Well, you enjoy the game, okay?
All right.
All right. And I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Bye. Bye now. It's 347-826-7924. That is the number to call the ladies tonight. Hey, Lou.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. The basketball team is breaking up relationships. What you say?
Must not have been on no solid rock, because, come on, y'all gonna let a game get between y'all. Y'all better stop it.
Stop, ain't Lou. Stop now. You ain't gonna say they wasn't on no strong foundation now. I think he just said
that. No, if you letting a game break you up, come on, TJ. Come on, girl.
That ain't
y'all just need to agree to disagree and keep moving on.
It's like a different world with Dwayne and Whitley, when she made him mad. And he said he needed time. And then Ron said, you done broke up with her? He said, no. He said, I'm going to take her back after the game. Yeah, it's just a little, he just need a little time to himself. That's all.
Well, that's all right then, if that's the case. But he just like, she done left.
That's what it is. We're going to get out that relationship. So 347-826-7924. That's the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports Zoom. All right, so let's get some football news here. Y'all, the schedule is going to be released tomorrow. Let me tell you, after tomorrow, I will know the rest of my year. I will be able to plan out the rest of my year. Yes, your girl waits for the season to be, the schedule to be released, and then I know what I'm doing from here to December. I don't know if that's bad or good or whatever, but that's me. That's DJ. Tomorrow, I cannot wait. However, they did release the international game today. So we do know who will be flying over to the pond. And then there's some teams they'll be playing in Germany. I don't know a German accent, so I'm scared to ask you, Aunt Lou, do you know what a German accent sounds like?
A bunch of goose.
And I had to write these. Okay, so you don't know. All right, then. So
that's just like me with the dog. Meow, meow.
There she goes. All right, so she did good, though. She waited till we had 25 minutes left.
I can't be straight that long, TJ. Come on, girl. Oh. Janelle needs to bring her big old swollen head up in here. She knows she should have been here tonight. I couldn't even act up tonight. I had to maintain myself for 20 up until the last 25.
You did good, A. Lou. You did good. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, though.
We got international matchup. So the Falcons and the Jets. Now, this is what I found very intriguing here. So it kicks off October 1st, which is week 4. So it's going to be the first semester of the season. So week 4, it will be the Falcons versus the Jaguars. This will be a home game for the Jaguars. They'll be playing at Wembley Stadium. Then the very next Jaguars will be the visitors to the Buffalo Bills. So the Jaguars will be playing two games in London this year. Again, they'll be the home team October 1st, which is week 4. They'll be the visiting team the very following week, week 5, October the 8th, and they'll be playing the Buffalo Bills, and then they move to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And then October 15th, which is week 6, it will be the Ravens versus the Titans. So they have some wonderful matchups in these international games. But I don't know, I'm just curious, Aunt Lou, if it was your team, how would you feel with them having two games over overseas, basically? What do you feel about that?
I wouldn't like I was like, no, because that's the time changes. The hours are different and everything, right?
Right, exactly. It'll be, for us, Eastern Standard Time, it'll be 9:30 in the morning. So for y'all, I can get 6:30.
Yeah, that's too much. I wouldn't like it. One, if I'm going to do that, because, you know, it would be nice to travel it. But doing two or more, that's too much.
Yeah. I mean, and plus, I'm very surprised because the Jaguars are doing so well. I know before, it was hard for the Jaguars to sell out the stadium because, I'll tell you, the 49ers, we did the takeover, two seasons ago? And it was probably 90% 49er fans red. But then that was Trevor Lawrence's, I believe it was his second season, unless it was his rookie season. I think it was his second season. And they weren't doing very well. I think actually he had just been coming off of the injury and so forth. But anyway, so they made it to the playoffs last year. They got the new coach. And they've really been doing good. It looks like they've been selling. They sold out for the playoff game. So I'm very, very surprised that they're sending the Jaguars over to London for two games. I think that's a lot for any fan base. But again, it does give your opportunity to travel, see the world. But I don't know. If it was my 49ers, I would have a problem with it. Just like you said, for the scheduling alone. And then when you do these international games, who is airing the game also changes. So for the Falcons and Jaguars, they say it's only ESPN Plus, i.e. another streaming service that you have to pay extra money for.
Mm-hmm.
Set with that. All the other, international games are NFL Network. So if you have NFL Network, then you can see those without extra money. But go ahead, Angel. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't know. I'm going to have to get NFL this year. I've been holding out. I'm going to have to go on and do it, girl. Got to bow down and do it.
And then they've moved the NFL Sunday, too, but I don't know how that's going to work because, I don't know. It's just doing too much. Not broke. Stop trying to fix it, NFL, ESPN, NFL Network, everybody else, Prime Video, now YouTube.
Yeah, that's too much.
In the words of the man at Malcolm X's assassination, get your hands out of my pocket. Okay.
Get your hand out of my pocket, Rocket.
All right, so that's the London games. And then we have two games that will be in Germany. They'll be playing at the Frankfurt Stadium. So it will be the Dolphins versus the Chiefs. Woo-hoo! What a matchup. We'll have to see. This is November 5th, so it'll be week 9. Hopefully Tua will have lasted, God willing. He'll last through week 9. And then we'll have the Colts, divisional matchup, Colts versus the Patriots, November the 12th. That's week 10. So those two games will be hosted in Germany. So shout out to the NFL. They are trying to, take the league globally. In all honesty, I really don't see how you're going to have a permanent NFL team a lot when you think about logistics, having to get the teams over there. Even the team that's hosted in this country, they have to play away games as well. I don't know. It's just too much. Let them be fans of the teams, the 32 teams that are already in existence. And, but again, that's why I'm not a decision maker. But I think that the NFL makes enough money where they really don't have to do that. All right, and then they also released week 17 for CBS. They released another game. And I want to say, let me check and see, because as of the time we went to air, it hadn't been released yet. But CBS, they released week 17. So their game that they will be hosting on New Year's Eve, December 31st, which falls on a Sunday this year, at 4:25, it will be the Bengals round 5 of Burrow and Mahomes. I can't wait. And it's week 17. I mean, of course, we don't know now, but the implications that this game could represent, it could be for the number one seed. It could be for just an opportunity to be in the playoffs. Oh, my goodness. And, again, it's just round 5 of Burrow, what do they call it? Burrowhead. Arrowhead Stadium. And we know that, that Joe Burrow has taken over Arrowhead Stadium more times than not when he plays in Kansas City. So will it be Burrowhead once again, or will Patrick Mahomes and his supporting cast be able to knock off the Cincinnati Bengals? I wish
they
started.
That's going to be a good game, though, because you know they both come with all whatever they got, with everything they got.
Yes. Yes, they
will. But Burrows usually win, all right, TJ?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They normally, Joe Burrow normally pulls it out, but this past year in the playoffs, Mahomes and then his supporting cast, Kelce, and who else ever plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, they had something
stop
to say about
it. Stop hating, stop it.
I know, I'm hating, I really am. tired of the Chiefs, y'all, I really am. But, but yeah, they had something to say about it, and that's why they ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, that was a good game, but they just didn't make it. They made it. The Chiefs made it.
Yes, they did. Oh, so yes, I just checked NFL Network, so I got a quick update here. So they did announce some more key matchups. My 49ers are in this one. So we have let me go through this here real quick. So that was the five game. Here we go. So the newly acquired Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, they will be hosting the Miami Dolphins week 12. That's November 24th. That's going to be a Thursday night matchup, I think, because it's on Prime Video. Hold on. That don't sound right. November 24th. Wait, is that Thanksgiving?
Sounds like it.
Hold on. I got to get my question. Hold on, y'all. We're pulling the audible tonight. Normally I have this, but, you know, this is information that they only recently released here. So
let me look at the calendar.
Ooh.
Here.
No. Here it is. This is the first. This year we have our first Black Friday football game. So that's the Black Friday football game. November 24th, week 12 at 3 p.m. Eastern. It will be the New York Jets. Jets hosting the Miami Dolphins. Talk about, what a kickoff to that new implementation to the schedule. That's going to be a divisional matchup. Dolphins at the Jets. All right. Then we have, I'm not even, because I hate to say rematch because it's not the same thing on the line when these two teams play. However, the 49ers will be returning back to Philadelphia. That is going to be Sunday, December 3rd, which is week 13. That's going to be the late game. I'm sorry, a 4 o'clock game, 4:25. That will air on Fox. So my 49ers return to Philadelphia. I can't say it's to redeem ourselves. I can't say it's, you know, a grudge match because the stakes are not the same. The Super Bowl is not on the line when we play them this time. All right, so then that's that game. All right, then we have another divisional matchup. It's the Giants at the Eagles. A Christmas Day game. And is that it? Oh, here we go. I already read that one. The Bengals at the Chiefs, New Year's Eve, 4:25 on CBS. All right. So those are some key matchups to look forward to. But again, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., anybody that airs sports will have it. So NFL Network, ESPN, they'll probably put it on ABC. I don't know. But the schedule released tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. I know the NFL Network, they will be hosting a three-hour schedule release show. So you will find out your team's schedule date. Of course, we already know what teams will be playing. You can go to NFL Network, pull up your team, and it'll tell you your away and home opponent. But tomorrow we find out the 2023 NFL schedule.
All right, it's all right there.
So,
football!
Closer ain't loose, so you can try to narrow down your, you know, who you will be cheering for this upcoming season. We don't know if it's going to be the Denver Broncos. We don't know if it'll be the Seattle Seahawks. We don't know. You'll probably try to throw a monkey wrench in there and just make it a brand new team. We don't know.
Time will tell. Only time will tell.
Yes, definitely.
Thank y'all so much for putting an end to the show. Let's see, Chris says, me either, plus I don't think they care as much for the sport. Oh, okay, I think he's talking about the international games there. But, all right. So, yeah, so tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, so once again, I look like they've shrunk the score here. Again, I can't really see it, but I think it's a little bit closer than it was heading in when it was in the third quarter. So, again, we'll have to see what will the Miami Heat do. Are they able to close out the Knicks, or will the New York Knicks put the NY back in Kenny's name? We shall see. We shall see. But, all right, and with that, well, I had a question about baseball, but that was for Janelle, so but neither one of us really, you know, watch it. So, hey, Lou, is there any storyline topics that you heard of, anything that you wanted to, or anything you wanted to comment or chime in on?
No, I didn't want to. It's nothing.
All right.
It's all right. Good.
So, on that note, then, it's a wrap, and that is the show. Man, 2 hours flies by when you're having fun. Shout out to everybody who tuned in to the show tonight, too. And as I say, share the show. All right, so it is time for our shout-out, St. Louis. You're up first.
I guess I'm first. We never would have made it. We never would have made it, but we did. I'm going to give a shout out to the other two girls in the absentee. Miss Terry, I hope all is well with you. I miss you tonight. That's 2 weeks in a row, strike three, and I'm gonna have to come get you. Janelle. Oh, swell, Janelle, I really miss you tonight, because you was the one that can stand in there and just hang out with TJ, and y'all just, I don't have to do all that talking and stuff, but y'all be holding it down. But we really miss you. I love you, baby doll. I hope to see you back next week as well. TJ, you know, you could be by yourself. You're going to do this thing. You heard me. You really can. Because it's just in you. You're equipped for this, okay? You was built for this, girl. And I'm just so proud of you, proud to be a part of it. But I try to do my little part, you know. But, you know, Lou is just a writer in a port. That's all. And she know it. But anything else, I try to improvise. But it was a wonderful show, wonderful topics, everything. So much energy, you know what I mean? Just goes to show that when God puts you where you need to be, you're going to be able to handle it. Individually, if you know, however he wants to do it. But I just want to tell you that I love you. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my big sister, Denise T. Green, because you are a mother of two beautiful children. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to her. And all my sisters that are mothers and nieces that are mothers. It's happy Mother's Day to all you. And LL Sports, too. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Miss Terry, happy Mother's Day to you as well. We have one birthday coming up May 16th because we'll be back here on the 17th. And that's Cole. That's Daniel's friend. He'll be 30 years old. So I want to give a shout-out to Cole Barker. Happy birthday, Cole. Happy birthday. And thank you, James Brown, for coming on. Uncle James, as TJ call you. It was wonderful. And just that's all I have to say. I'm just thankful to be alive, and I was able to read my lyrics because my throat was really hurting, but I managed. So that's about it, darling.
Well, thank you to you, Aunt Lou. And, you know, yeah, as much as you may think that you don't hold your own, you definitely do. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, but it always seems like it's the night where it is just me and you. You are you're a beast with it. You really are. So, you know, I hope I see the growth and your knowledge of sports and everything. And so, you know, you hold your own when you need to. And I love it. And I love you. Thank you for persevering, because I do hear, you know, I hear the scratchiness in your voice. And there's nothing like when you have a sore throat or anything to be talking all the time. So I commend you for persevering through it. And the lyrics were awesome. Not that they aren't always, but you did that tonight. So I thank you, and I love you, and I wish you a very happy Mother's Day. I hope that you are able to, you know, share it with Becky Lynn and Daniel and your adopted son and everybody there in Cali. So happy, happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you, baby doll. I appreciate it.
All right. And I love you. And God willing, we'll be back next Wednesday.
That's right. All right. Love you, doll.
All right. Love you back. All right, y'all, 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. And, yes, like I always say, share the show. Share the show, y'all. Whether you listen 2 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 hours, 1 hour, we thank you. We love you for the support, all right? So let's see, tonight here, Wednesday Wikipedia, what happened May the 10th? Can you believe it? When we come back, it'll be May the 17th. That means it'll be the middle of May. And that means we'll almost be into the month of June. We're just moving on, getting closer to September. Okay. But we can't rush. Wednesday Wikipedia, 1967, Hank Aaron, he hit an inside the park home run. And also in 1969, the National and American Football League announced their plans to merge for the 1970-71 season. And that's how we got the NFL. All right. So that's the Wednesday Wikipedia for May the 10th, all right? Shout out to the birthdays today, Kenan Thompson, the comedian. I turned 46, and the legendary Bono, he turned 64 today. So shout out to them, all right? Shout out to, as always, our main fan, Mr. Silicon Valley Marlin. Shout out to Ronvo of Ronvo Sports. Shout out to the Chambers brothers, Marvin and Harold Chambers. Great big shout out to the Chop Shop, Robert Hatter, Jim Hicks, and sometimes Chris Walker. Fellas doing big things out of Houston, Texas. Check out their midday sports talk show from 12 to 2 Central Standard Time. All right? So the Chop Shop, y'all, make sure y'all check them out. Great big shout out to Aang Lou once again for bringing the strength with Lucinda's lyrics, the recording of her lyrics tonight. Of course, a great big shout out to Terry and Janelle in your absence. You know, we always miss you ladies, but we know that you're always here in spirit. Shout out to James Brown, my Uncle James, for calling in tonight, talking about his Los Angeles Lakers. He just know that Anthony Davis and Kevin, you know, they for some reason, they are very secure. And Anthony Davis showing up tonight and showing out. I hope they feel us don't get hurt. But anyway, shout out to them, though. Shout out to Uncle James. Thank you so much for calling in. Shout out to my daddy, Lord Jackson, to my brother, D'Angelo Jackson, fellas. I love you. To the moon and back. Thank you for all of your support that you show to me. And, of course, last but by no means least, my mom, Miss Denise Green, for everything that you do for me, everything you do for LL Sports, too. You know, I feel like a broken record because I feel like I say the same thing over and over again. But I was always told that when you say the same thing over and over again, then it must be the truth because remix it. You can't cliff note it. You know, it's just the same thing because that's really what it is. Real talk. The truth. What it's going to be. What it is. All right. So, a great big shout out to all of the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day, of course, to my mother. You know, the older that we get, the more we see things that are going on in this world, the more we see how life is not appreciated, the more that we see that the small and the little things are taken for granted. I have to constantly remind myself that, you know, everybody is not as fortunate to, when it comes to holidays, to have, you know, whether it be Mother's Day, Father's Day, when it's Christmas, you know, those loved ones that are no longer there. And so I was just thinking today, I was like, wow, you know, what am I going to do? No, I got to get everything together for Mother's Day. And then it just stopped, and I thought, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you that I have to think about what to do. Thank you that I have the opportunity to still do it. Thank you that it's a decision that, you know, has to be made of what can I do, just that there's options for me to do it. So tonight I just want to, and I may say this over and over again, but I really just want to reiterate how much we have to take advantage of the time that we do have with our loved ones, because tomorrow is not promised. The news shows us each and every day how we can stop taking things for granted. So again, we cannot wait till that one special day, whether it's birthdays, Mother's Day. We must show our loved ones each and every day. Give them their flowers while they are here, created. Build them up where they may be torn down. Keep them lifted. Let them know how much they mean to you, whoever it is, but especially on Mother's Day. I just want us to take that time, again, not only on Sunday, but each and every day, to let them know.